schedules come out, you look at schedules and then you compare them. And when I saw this home against Phoenix and then Milwaukee, and then I look, you know, what you do immediately, you look to see what Milwaukee's doing. And you're assuming that they're playing a back-to-back. And when you find out they had but 3 days off, you're like, this is a scheduled loss.
Yeah, Doc Douglas over here. Welcome back.
See, I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you implied it.
I resent the implications. Every day, it's something.
Hugh Rivers it's, over here. Unbelievable.
I like Doc Douglas.
Every day is something with you guys. I sit here and I try to be as thoughtful as possible about my takes and trying to be, you know, fair as possible. And I just gave it the way that I felt. And then all of a sudden, I just become Doc Rivers.
You
that
did.
Ain't cool.
You know,
that's not cool.
You're Doc Douglas, and you're talking about injuries and the schedule.
Well, it is.
And it's a football Friday, and we're going to Tampa, and we're going to get a victory on Sunday. That's all.
I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility. I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
How about this guy over here? 215-592-9494.
I like how it gets personal.
No, it's not personal.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
And you and we know what's going to happen, right? If this goes bad on Sunday.
I'm not going to hit you what I told you.
No, yeah, you did it the day after the Atlanta game.
I did not strut.
You were peacocking, dude.
You peacocked right down the hallway on Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe. Okay, fine.
Wait,
okay, I peacock.
Didn't you post a video? Didn't you post a video the day after the Atlanta game saying I told?
That was this week. I wanted an apology.
Yeah.
It was this week because this is the week where people thought I was crazy.
You're the so king of I told
stop,
you so's, dude.
No, but y'all gonna stop thinking I'm crazy because I put a lot of thought into this analysis that I give you on a day to day basis.
Yeah.
This is not willy nilly here. This is not willy nilly. I think about the things before I actually say them.
Yeah, you reminded me of me about 5 years ago. I used to think people would stop thinking I'm crazy. They always will. It doesn't matter if I'm right or not. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Do you expect an Eagles victory even in spite of all the injuries? And they're significant. Like, we're not. That's the part that we all agree on, right? If they're without AJ and Devontae and Lane, it's a lot. I mean, those are big injuries, but you have a $250 million quarterback that everyone told me yesterday is getting better. So go out there and you know, get over the kryptonite that's Todd Bowles. They have Saquon Barkley, who, according to Sirianni, when he talked to DeCameron Ritchie, they'll give him the ball 50 times if they have to.
50.
And they have a defense last week that played well against an offense that's probably better than the Bucs' offense. Let's go to the phone lines here. You'll hear from Sirianni Hurts in just a couple minutes. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Hugh, I can confirm your research on the Christmas tree industry. I worked on a Christmas tree farm in Delaware when I was growing up. And, yeah, it takes about 10 to 12 to 13 years for them to get to sellable point. So it takes a lot. I've done everything from planting them to mowing in between them to trimming them to cutting them, selling them, the whole thing. The guy had like a 100-acre farm.
That's what I was about to ask you, Chris. How big is the farm and how many, like on average, how many trees do you plant like a year? Is it like 200? It got to be more than like 200 trees, right?
You plant thousands. They start out as seedlings about a foot long, and they're in a barrel full of water, and you sit behind a tractor on a planter, and you go along and physically put them in the ground that's been worked up, and then somebody else comes behind them and, like, tamps it down so that they stay like that. And then from there, it takes, you know, the Douglas fir takes about the least amount of time, 8 to 10 years. But you have to keep trimming them every year to make them fuller. They can grow tall less time than that, but to get them to be full, you have to keep trimming them back every year, and
I don't give a
shit. I do. I care, Kyle.
It's Football Friday.
Ironically, I worked at a PVC plant later on that made plastic that made fake Christmas trees.
Yeah, we can't have that. I feel like I've learned so much today. I've learned that Doc Douglas over here is afraid of the Bucks, and I've learned about Christmas trees. All right,
afraid of the Bucks.
Jeff, you are. What are you thinking, Jeff, about this game?
I'm going to take the formula that we did last week: a heavy dose of D. Meaning defense and Dallas.
How about that D, baby?
There you go. Yep. It's not a scheduled loss to me. There's no way you want to schedule a loss against the Bucs. No way.
And a Bucs team look, they're decent. They're not bad. They've been in the playoffs the last few years. We know what they are. They're about a 9, maybe a 10-win team, maybe 8. Like they're not great. This isn't going to Kansas City. This isn't going to Buffalo. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, I'm not going to lay down for Todd Bowles. That's for sure.
No, and Baker Mayfield.
Our number.
Well,
and,
he has.
And it will be time for Jalen. You know, we all said it this week. You know, he's improved, so let's let's go out and prove it this week.
Let's do it. You know, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yesterday, 5 out of every 6 callers said, Joe, Jalen Hurts is improved. And then go down there to Tampa and win the game. So there plenty of quarterbacks have to win with injuries around them. It's part of life in football. You're not going to have your best
group. There's a lot of injuries, though.
I understand that.
A lot of injuries. And I'm looking at it like this. Okay, say, for instance, I'm going off of the premise that Jalen Hurts, all of a sudden, has fixed his turnover problems. I don't think that's the case. I mean, I think that there's a possibility that we might see one this weekend.
No, I want 0.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I want a turnover-free game.
I'm just throwing the odds out there.
The odds are high
that might be the case, especially when you're talking about some young receivers that you haven't really had a rapport with. Now, I know that I think it was Paris Campbell and those guys talked about how they went to Texas and they worked with one another and they feel comfortable with Jalen. That's what you're supposed to say. That's what you're supposed to say. I'm looking at it like Saquon Barkley is your biggest asset going in this game, and Dallas Goedert for that matter. I'm taking away both of those. I'm taking away both of those options for you. I'm loading the box. And if you want to get Dallas Goedert involved, you're going to probably have to force him to football. So in turn, that means in order for it to open up a little bit, you're going to have to get one of those other guys involved.
Well, there's another option. I mean, and I think your idea is probably what they're going to do, right? They're going to try to stack the box. They're not going to let Saquon beat them. They're going to cover Dallas Goedert with their best cover guy because the Eagles receivers, you know, are not going to be what they normally have. There's another way around this.
What's that?
What did Jalen do in week 2?
Ran.
He used his legs. Run. I mean,
that's an option that I did not factor into my assessment.
I just feel like there's some excuses before the game for Jalen Hurts.
No, it's not an excuse. It's you're asking me how do I feel. It's going to go because I like to play these scenarios out in my head. And to your point, I didn't factor in Jalen running a whole lot because I don't think that's going to be the case. I feel like this is going to be one of those games where he's going to try to be more of a quarterback from the pocket. There's going to be some running involved, no question about that. But I just feel like the way that Tampa's going to play him, it's going to be tough sledding all the way around.
I'm sure it will.
Especially when you talk about putting 8 in the box.
You know what this is to me? This is the kind of game where if the Eagles are an 11, 12, 13-win team, they win the game. I mean, that's the bottom line. You win this game. You're favored in the game. If they don't win, is it the end of the world? Is it the end of the season? No.
No. See, that's how I'm looking
at it. But I also think it means they're more like a 9 or 10-win team if they don't win this game.
I don't think that. I think with the injuries, I look at it like this. To me, it's better to have the injuries early than to have the injuries late. Because that way you stand a better chance of staying healthier as the season progresses. Now, you're going to see a lot of these teams that are healthy early, they're going to get injuries late in the season that they might not be able to bounce back from. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. And this loss against Tampa, even though it's a divisional loss, I don't feel like it's going to be that bad if that's the case because of the rest of the way on the schedule for the Eagles. So I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm not going into this game thinking – that, you know, hey, or the coaches thinking that, hey, we're going to lose this game. You're still going to try to win the game.
Well, we'll try to win, but you're worried about this one.
But I just think the way that Todd Bowles is going to play, Coach Bowles is going to play him, they're going to be super aggressive.
Sure they will. And the Eagles have to respond. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni about the challenge of facing the Bucs and Jalen so far against the Blitz.
As you get ready to face the Bucs again, their defense, do you think your offense is in a better position?
We've worked really hard at this, obviously, for the past year. And we've done a good job so far, but you're only as good as your next game. So excited about the challenge. You know, I know Jalen's really, really played well against the Blitz these last couple games, and he's worked his butt off on it. And just excited about the challenge. But we know there's going to be challenges against Todd Bowles' coach defense. So, you know, again, we've done a nice job so far, but you're only as good as your next game.
Well, that's for sure. And now Jalen's got to master this. Look, he's 71% against the Blitz so far. And I, you know what I need from Jalen? I need a revenge game from Jalen.
Be nice.
He was embarrassed the last time they went to Tampa Bay. That was to take only scored 9 points and to take a safety in a playoff game.
I was about to say, guy took a safety.
It's embarrassing. I mean, it's for a guy that of his stature in the NFL, it was an embarrassing game by him. I know they had injuries that night and all that stuff was going on and the coordinator issues and all of it. I need him to play well. Is it too much to ask for 0 turnovers? I'm not expecting 300 yards on Sunday. I recognize he's got Johnny Wilson probably starting at wide receiver. But I'm just don't turn the ball over. Have a clean game, and they can win this football game. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day, man.
What's up,
Happy
Chris?
Happy game day.
You, Douglas?
Yes, sir.
Christmas trees and Doc. Man, it was a gummy night last night.
No, it was not a gummy
night. It's a plant-based morning is what it is.
Disappointing. Guys, I have a serious question before we get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we playing on Sunday? Are we going to play at home?
No, they're going to play in Tampa.
No, that's the plan to be in Tampa.
It sounds like this storm, and obviously, you know, we hope for the best for everyone.
Are we going to play in, like, scuba suits?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to move out by Sunday, but I'm not sure how it affects everything over the next day or so as they try to get down there and, you know, get themselves settled. But I think it's going to be, you know, closer to okay on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, let's, you know, I mean, we can play here at home. We get a perfectly good stadium here. Just saying. I'm pretty sure people would show up. So
people going to be working at the stadium?
You know,
enough people would be. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. All right. Listen, guys. Man, it's Redemption Sunday at 1 o'clock. All right? Let's light this fuse. Defense, you want respect? Earn it. Show up and dominate every week. Anyone can flash. Great players play great all the time. Baker Mayfield is coming to the town. He's just what these defense have ordered. It's time to eat. Put on your bib. Be like a fat man at a buffet and eat hearty. Dylan Lockett, you don't need to wear a cape. You need to be a leader. You need to play smart. Turn around and hand the ball off to the man with the cape. His name is Quan. Let the great God run wild. Let him strand that Tampa defense like a fat man at the buffet. Eagles, it's time to show who we are. Don't let the opposition define you. Every man has the choice when facing adversity to lay out and lose and make excuses or stand up and fight and put 1 foot in front of the other and complete the mission at hand. We're gonna dominate. Let's go, you. I want to guarantee you. We are Eagles.
There we go. That's one of Chris's best.
That was
a big one.
No matter what, whenever you play that music, man, it gets me.
He timed it well with the music.
No,
too.
Yes, yeah, that might have been the best he's ever done. That was
well done.
The voice stayed just enough. He was losing it by the end, but it was there enough.
I heard his voice crack once.
Yeah,
or twice.
Did. It's okay. It happens. But I needed that. I mean, I need because I can't believe that we got Doc Douglas in the studio today with the schedule loss stuff. They look, it's a toss-up game. I'm not sitting here saying they're going to win the game by 3 touchdowns. I recognize the injuries. I just can't think they're going to lose this game against a team that's not very good or not great. They're a decent team. Baker Mayfield is required. Like, isn't this why you sign Jalen Hurts? Don't you sign a quarterback to go win a game when everything else is going bad? Then go win the game.
You do. And I think that eventually Jalen is going to have that moment where he's going to win this. And it might be this weekend. I don't know. But I'm feeling, when you ask me how I feel about this game,
I hear you.
I don't feel like that's the case. Jalen is still working some kinks out. And you're going against your nemesis. You're going against somebody who has, in the last couple of times we've met them outside of, in the postseason, he's had your number. He's had your number. That's what I'm thinking about. And you're talking about a team that's coming off a loss to a team that everybody's like, wow, y'all lost to Denver? Y'all lost to the Broncos?
Lost at home to Denver.
He lost to Denver. That's a lot of pressure, man. That is a lot of pressure. And like I said, I think the weather is going to play a factor in this too.
So it is going to be – I just pulled it up here because obviously our last caller was worried about the weather, which everyone knows what's going on with the hurricane down there. There are some thunderstorms in the morning Sunday, followed by a few showers after. But it seems like more just kind of normal South Florida, Tampa area Sunday, not so bad.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Was it week 3, week 4 last year?
Mm-hmm.
When Tampa didn't have our number. Actually, probably the most dominant win that the Eagles had last season. I know Jalen didn't play great.
They ran the ball down their
throats. There was some bad weather, and they had like an 8-minute drive at the end of the game with DeAndre freaking Swift.
They broke their will.
To ice the Bucs. I mean, the Bucs don't own us, per se. We've beaten them before. Now, they beat us at the end of the season when we were really bad. But, like, this is... I don't understand the fear of the Bucs today.
I'm not afraid of the Bucs. I'm not afraid of the Bucs.
I do smell fear.
I just know if Jalen Hurts is getting better the way I've been told, then he figures it out. Go figure it out. I can't go into a game saying, well, he's probably going to turn it over.
You know what it is about you two guys. You just, like, it becomes more of a personal thing. When I'm giving you some pretty solid analysis right here.
I get it.
But I'm still being called Doc Rivers.
Doc Douglas. And you referenced the spot, the timing.
Yes.
That's what Doc was doing. Doc wasn't saying he was afraid of the Bucs. He was saying the Bucs had a day off. We had a play
tonight.
I
don't like being compared to Doc Rivers in this sense. I just don't.
You're doing everything but using the two words.
I know.
I'm not. I'm just giving you the reasoning why it feels like it's going to be a tough game to win.
All right, Doc. Let's go to the phone lines here. Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Ken. What's up?
I'd like to thank Kyle for taking the exact point that I gave him on when he answered my phone.
And nobody ever thought about that game before, besides
the
you.
The best regular season game they played last year was against Tampa Bay because they physically brutalized that team. And they're going to physically brutalize that team again this week. I mean, the middle of that offensive line, if you think Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis had a good game last Sunday, watch and see what they do to the middle of that Bucs offensive line, which, you know, I'm 60 years old. I could put some pads on, and I could probably generate some pressure through the middle of that offensive line. And it's been a long time since I've had pads on. So they're bad. And, you know, it's every game is won in the trenches, and that's where this game's going to be won. It's going to be won in the trenches. They are going to physically push this team around just like they physically pushed this team around last year.
Ken, I agree. And the Broncos did it to them last week, and the Broncos don't have half the talent the Eagles have up front on defense. Like, if they can do it to them last week, and I think they sacked Baker 6 times last week, the Eagles should be able to do it too. This isn't a game the Eagles should have to score 30 to win without AJ and Devontae. If they can just score in the 20s, they should win this football game.
This is one of those, I mean, you can probably say this every week, but this is one of those probably more than any other week. If Jalen doesn't turn the football over, they're going to win this game. And because, like you said, they're not going to have to score 30 points. And Baker Mayfield has come back down to earth a little bit. And the Bucs are equally banged up as the Eagles. So, you know, this is two teams that are limping into this game with a lot of injuries already. So it's going to be whose backups are better than whose. And the Eagles' backups are better than the Bucs' backups.
Ken, I agree. And I think the spread, and we appreciate the call, Ken. The line on the game does tell a story here. Because without A.J., Devontae, and Lane, you would think the Eagles would be underdogs in this game. They're not. They're still favored by a point and a half, and it's because the Bucs are banged up, too. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts. He's had a lot of familiarity playing Todd Bowles in the Bucs. Here's Jalen.
Jalen, it seems like you play Tampa, like, every year. It's almost like they're in the NFC East, it seems. You know, you play them so often.
Yeah.
How much does that familiarity help you going forward here today?
Well, I think it's been different. It's been different every time we've played them. Different time of the year, different moment, different offense, different approach, philosophy, if you will. And so I got a ton of respect for him, Coach Todd Bowles, and what he does. He creates a lot of great opportunities for his defense and his team, and they're a really good offense as well. So, we just got to come and execute, play clean football. Got to come and execute and play clean football.
Well, he said it. Ken said it. I said it. I'll reiterate it. If Jalen doesn't turn the football over, they win the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Zero turnovers. We walk out with a win.
And if I'm a defensive coordinator, knowing what I've seen thus far from Jalen, I'm doing everything that I possibly can to make him turn the football over.
Of course.
Jalen's still at points in the game. Still has a tendency to hold the ball a little bit too long. So I would probably go into this game, if I'm Coach Bowles, and give him a whole lot of window dressing. What I mean by that is show him certain coverages that I want him to think that I'm in, and then disguise it, and then at the absolute last minute, bail out of it. Because that's the one thing that, when I think of Jalen, he hasn't really seen a whole lot of this year. I think that, you know, they've done a pretty good job early on with the motion and everything, trying to help him out to see what the coverages they're in. But Todd Bowles is a really, really good defensive coordinator, and he does a really good job of doing that. So that's just how I would attack it. And another thing that I would do, like I said, I'm taking Saquon out of the equation the whole game. If the one thing that I'm going to do going into this game is I'm stopping the run. I'm not letting him run in the first half. and I'm for damn sure not letting him run in the second half.
I expect all the things you said, but when you pay a quarterback $250 million, he's got to figure it out. He has to figure out how to win this football game. And again, if the game becomes a shootout, if the Eagles' defense doesn't come to play, that's a different story. Then I think there's kind of a reality of, hey, we got Johnny Wilson, we got Paris Campbell, we got Jahan Dotson, how much can we score in this game? But if the game is lower scoring in the low 20s or teens, Jalen's got to find a way to win. I mean, by hook or by crook, run the football. Yeah. I mean, use your legs.
I agree with that. I just think that there's going to be some maybe a few miscues with that being said. Jalen's been a little careless with the football, and I know he's probably going to try to do better this week. But I'm still, like, to be honest, if I'm being honest with you, I'm anticipating maybe one turnover.
It's got to be zero.
Yeah, it has
zero.
To be. It would be nice.
It would be
nice if we can go back to training camp.
Remember those days?
Remember them days we had
the streak,
the Elliott watch. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.